Blog Talk Radio.
Give me the strength to climb. Don't take away my stumbling block and leave me all alone. You know, I think and I praise God for that because, you know, she's asking for strength to make it through any trials and tribulations that might come her way. Because, see, if God go ahead and move it forward, we still got to go through our test and trial. So she just want to be able to make it through. And I thank God for that. And, as you know, we all should think about that, should just want to make it through. And I just thank God for that. And before we get started, is Brother Tim on? Okay. Brother B, go ahead and
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead and open him, open us up with a word of prayer. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Man, she said open up with a word of prayer. You know, see, I was listening to this song. He said, lead me. That's the point I fell in love with that song, lead me. Bow your heads. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. Pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come to the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you for blessing us to see another Wednesday. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again, praying, Lord, that something will be said tonight that will touch someone's heart, to make them want to know, what do I do to get to know this man we call Jesus? Father, we pray tonight that something will be said to touch someone's heart, that will give them a mind to want to come to you, to men.
Come on, man.
Heart.
Yeah.
Praying,
yeah.
Father, that will touch someone's heart, that will give them a mind of understanding, and let them know that you are the truth and the light. Let them know, Lord, that no man cometh except by you. And we just pray, Father, that you continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord. Bless the speaker tonight. Give us strength to go through. Give us strength, Father, to continue on this journey. Lord, knowing that we've been on for a long time, but yet we know that we need strength to keep going. Father, I've said a minute time, we get weary in the work, but not of the work. We pray, Father, that you continue to bless, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come our way, that nothing that the Satan can throw at us, no dice that he throw this way, that we'll be able to rest, rule, and dodge and move around. Praying, Lord, that we will stay on this battlefield until you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless the sick, the shut in. Continue to bless those families that's crying, that's hurting, that have lost a loved one. We ask that you continue to touch their hearts. Continue to guide them, Lord Jesus, knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the light. Father, we love you.
Amen.
And we truly place no one above you. Let every heart say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
truly,
you,
we thank Brother D for that prayer on today, because truly prayer is needed in this day and time. And before we close out tonight, we're going to say a prayer for Sister Emily. She's not feeling well. Also, we're going to say a prayer to the lady in Mason, Georgia, Kimberly Pope. She sells fragrance. She makes oil, and she sells fragrance. And I say, well, I will call you, and I'm going to order some from you. So today I decided to call an order. And I noticed she wasn't sounding right on the phone, because she was always a smiling lady every time you see her. My son Scott Noah. And praise God. And finally she said, just send me the order and I'll get back to you. And she broke down at that point, and she said, they found my husband dead. Glory be to God. So it's people are going through every day of their life. So we're going to continue to remember the bereaved family in prayer, the sick, the shut-in. We're going to remember them in prayer. We're going to remember to pray for the world, because we have separated ourselves so much from each other. All we hear is death and destruction. Glory be to God. But if one or two people pray, glory, hallelujah, we can change things. I oftentimes look at Noah, how he prayed. And God saved him. It was 8 people saved in his family. So one person, prayer, God will move for you. It only takes one. So imagine if 10 of us pray. Glory be to God. The things that we could get God to do and fix on this earth. See, oftentimes we pray for just self, self, self. But sometimes we need to forget about self and pray for others. Pray for the world. Pray for peace. Pray for love. Pray for happiness. Pray for salvation. Glory be to God. But we only worry ourselves about self. But before I get started on today, I'm going to take a few minutes right now, and I'm going to open up for anyone that have something they want to say, a testimony, or just need to ask a question, or just need some encouragement. If you're going through something, I'm going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to give you the floor. So anybody who needs to talk, needs to ask, needs anything, that's what we're here for whatsoever you need. You have the floor.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So during the time that we're on this program today, even if I'm giving a message, if you just speak up, I'll stop what I'm doing right there, and I will give you time to get your message through. Praises be to God. Now, I thank God for this message. It's what I was going to give yesterday. And I was wondering why I wasn't preparing something for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
as yesterday, God took over and did something entirely different.
Didn't he do it?
Like Brother Dog said, this neither of these programs are planned. Whatsoever God chooses, that's where we go.
Yes, he do.
And I just thank God for that. And I thank God I was kind of like smiling while Brother D was talking on yesterday because he was all over my message. And I thank God for that. That's just how God works. I hadn't talked to Brother D. And that's my nephew now, but I hadn't talked to him. But when he started speaking, I said, Lord, have mercy. He's just all over my message. I didn't even call and tell him what. I didn't even text him this time. He was telling where I was coming from. Glory be to God. Normally I text him last minute and tell him where I'm coming from. I didn't even do that. But we're going to go ahead on today, and I'm going to do quite a bit of reading, and then as I'm reading, you're going to see why. You will see why. Okay, but we're going to go ahead today, and I'm going to use for a thought. God rules over everything. God rules, and you'll see why I even took that in a few minutes. God rules over everything. So at this time, we're going to go to Isaiah, and my main verse was the 17th verse, but I'm going to read verse 6, 7, and 8, and then I'm going to jump over to verse 17, because understand that was Isaiah 40 and 17. But I'm going to go back and read verse 6, 7, and 8. And then I'm going to go over to Daniel, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to have to take a little hopping around, but I'm going to read starting at the 30th verse. So Isaiah 6. I'm sorry. Isaiah 40. And we're starting at 6. 7, 8, and 10. Okay. Okay. The voice of God cried. And he said, what shall I cry?
Mm-hmm.
All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. Now, see, now God at this point want us to know who he is. And he want us to know exactly what we are. Now, mind you, in that sixth verse, he said, all flesh is grass. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. So now, when you think about it, you better believe God loves us. He loves us. Because look at how he look on us, that he made us for his glory, that he don't want us to get so high-minded that we try to put ourselves above him. So he said that all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the seed. And verse 7 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. Now, God has let us know that grass is only there because he put it there. And when he get ready to get rid of it, he let it wither.
Amen.
Even the flowers, he blow on them and they blow away. Well, that's the same thing with us. God is in control in everything pertaining to our lives. And I was listening to Brother D talk on how we have exalted ourselves so much. and has forgotten about God. Now, mind you, and I thank God it was funny because I did this message Monday. No, let me take it back, Saturday. And I finished it up on Monday. Brother D knew nothing about this message. But God wants us to know. And see, the prophet Isaiah, his prophecy carried over into the New Testament because God used him and gave him what to say. Now, verse 7 says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. And then 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. That let us know we are going to wither away. Now, you think about it. When I say wither away, the body is going to turn back to dust from whence it came. So now, who are we, a piece of dust, try to put ourselves above the Almighty God who made us, who loves us, who keeps us, even though we are so hard-hearted till we don't give God any reverence. We don't show God any respect. We don't thank God for the things that he do for us. We don't thank God for waking up each morning. It is not us. We cannot wake ourselves up. It is God who wakes us up. Now, verse 10 said, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hands, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. So don't you know when it said God come with strong hand, he's holding us up each and every day of our lives. It's nothing that we have done of ourselves. Absolutely nothing. And our main verse is verse number 17 that says, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Vanity is infinite. We get caught up in all this stuff, and we don't seem to realize we are nothing. So how can we compare ourselves with God? We look on God as if we are equal to him. God is so high above us, our little mind cannot even begin to imagine the majesty of the Almighty God. But now, let me show you what happens when we get in ourselves, Brother D. We get in ourselves, and we try to be equal to God, and there is no way. There is no way. Now, we're going to go to Daniel, the 4th chapter. And we're going to talk on King Nebuchadnezzar. And this is a good example of how we are. We don't understand even the riches of the riches here on this earth. You wouldn't have a dime if God didn't let you have it, if he didn't give it to you. But yet, you don't serve God because in your mind, in your heart, you think you made these riches yourself. But who gave you the hand to work with? Who gave you the mind to led to walk. So without God, we are nothing and we have nothing. So what we need to do is humble ourselves and consider who we really are and what we really are. Accept the fact that we are as grass, and we're going to go back to dust from whence we came. So, this brought me to King Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel came on the scene because after Nebuchadnezzar defeated Jehoiakim, the king, and he besieged Jerusalem, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, but Jehoiakim was the king of Judah. So God enabled, he gave Judah into King Nebuchadnezzar's hand. Not only did he do that, but he made him so rich. He made him so great. But see, when God do things, let us understand. I don't care how much God give you, he still rules over you. And we can't take the blessings that God bestow upon us and claim it for ourselves. We move God completely out of the picture. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar took some of the children from Judah. And among those children was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So now he wanted the people that was the most wisest, that had the most wisdom, that had no blemishes, that were favored and skilled in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science. So among these children were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now we know God had given wisdom to these young boys, each and every one of them. And more than anything else, they acknowledged God because they know they didn't have that wisdom of themselves. So King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. So he sent for all his people that he thought would be able to help him.
He sent
for the astrologer.
Yes.
I'm going to get it right here in just a minute.
Yes.
He sent for the magician. Thank you for that.
Magician.
He sent for the magician, the astrologer.
Shining.
He sent for everyone that he thought that would be able to help him. But guess what? They was all stunned at his dream.
Yes,
they
sir.
Could
yes,
not
sir.
Interpret his dream. But lastly, they sent Daniel. And King Nebuchadnezzar began to tell Daniel of his dream. Okay. Now, this is what he told Daniel. And at that time, Daniel's name was Belshazzar. They changed his name to Belshazzar. Okay, so he said, "Oh, Belshazzar, master of the magician, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods," now this is what got me when I was reading it, the holy gods, he put a little G and an S on it. See, now we all know we serve the one and only God. But he said, master as a magician, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is envy, and no secret troubleth thee. Tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Now, he said in his vision, as he was laying on his bed, he saw a tree that grew and was strong. And the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. Now, I want you all to keep this in mind as I go through. And you're going to see where this dream, God, basically, God was warning him in his dream. So God knew he was going to have an interpreter, and he knew he had an interpreter there that could interpret his great dream. He said, in the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. Then he said, the leaves thereof were thin, and the fruit thereof much. And in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had a shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the brow thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Now, see, this is the greatness here that King Nebuchadnezzar didn't associate. This is the greatness that God had given him. Then he said, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. See, this dream scared King Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't understand why he was dreaming something like this. And he cried, behold, and said, thus, hew down the tree and cut off the branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, this is still his dream. Leave the stump of his root in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with beasts of the grass of the earth. Then he said, let his heart be changed from man, and let a beast heart be given unto him. And let 7 times pass over. In other words, let 7 years pass over. So now when he told Daniel, well, let me read verse 17 before I go further, said this matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High God ruleth in the kingdom of man, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and set it up over the bestest of men. See, God has to remind us who he is. We sometimes forget that God is in charge. We forget that God rules. So now God was reminding in his dream that he didn't understand, and he did right to get afraid, to be fearful of that dream. He reminded him, he said, by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and set it up over the basis of men. Now, mind you, when he told Daniel this dream, glory be to God, for a moment, Daniel was stumped. Daniel sat for an hour before he had everything in order so that he could interpret this dream for him. Now, He said, this is what Daniel told him. He said, now I'm at verse 19, but I'm going to the very bottom of it. He said, my Lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. He said, the tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reaches unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all earth, whose leaves was fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the air had their habitation. It is thou. In other words, he's telling King Nebuchadnezzar, it is you, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and has reached unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. Now, this is the power that God had given King Hezekiah, that King Hezekiah, well, I'm going to go on with this, and you'll understand why God brought this dream to his attention, because he was getting beside himself. So, and wherefore, and whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and deroot, and destroy it, yet let the sap of the root thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field to seven times pass over once again in 7 years. So now this is the interpretation that Daniel gave King Hezekiah. Said that they shall dwell, they shall drive thee, that they shall drive thee from man, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass, as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven seven times, and shall pass over thee till thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they command to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. Now, mind you, God is going to punish King Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to let him have his kingdom. But you know what? He's going to change the way he thinks. Glory be to God. He said, now, whereas thou commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that, thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off. Now, look, this is a warning that Daniel gave him. He said, and break off the sin by righteousness, and thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. So if you want any type of peace, he's telling them to come up out of your sin. Consider the poor. Get righteous. Daniel is telling him how to avoid this. But you know what? Our memory is very short, praise God. God did not do anything to King Nebuchadnezzar for 12 months, one solid year. Nebuchadnezzar had forgotten all about that dream. See, when we think we got it made, that's when God came in. Glory be to God. Now, the vision was fulfilled. Started with verse 30. But see, this was at the end of 12 months. Now see, God is so merciful. He gave him a whole year to change his ways. See, God gives us time to get it right, to get ourselves together. And what do? We forget all about him. We disrespect him. the king spake and said, now look, this is what the king did, and this is when, which God already knew what the king was going to do, and he already knew at what he had the appointed time, the moment, the hour, the second that this dream was going to be fulfilled. Now the king spoke and said, is not this great Babylon that I built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty?
My majesty.
Now you see how quick Peter forgot all about the warning that God had sent him. He didn't even consider, out of all of his greatness, that it was God. Even Daniel had explained that to him. But look how soon he forgot. And see, when I read this, I said, Jesus, we try to be. Because he done forgot about God. But he's bragging on self. And he said, and I just have to read that again, because this is what we do, brothers and sisters.
Come on now.
He said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power?
Mm-hmm.
His power now, not God's, but his power. And for the honor of my majesty? Now, he had put himself way up there. He's bragging about what he has done. Because, see, that warning took, God waited a year before he brought this to pass. So he had forgotten all about the warning that God had sent him. So now he's back to himself, and he's bragging on self. But look at God. Look at Jesus. While the word was in the king's mouth, he didn't even get it all out good, there fell a voice from heaven, said, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. So he separated him from the kingdom, but he didn't take it from him, but he wanted him to come to himself and recognize who is the greatest one of all. Glory be to God. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field.
See ya.
They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen,
mm-hmm.
and seven
mm-hmm.
times shall pass over thee,
over
until
there.
Thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.
He will.
Did God send Daniel to warn him of that? He was warned. He was told this. He said, then the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle feathers, and his nails like bird claws. Didn't God tell him he was going to be like the beast of the field?
Did you tell him?
He made him to look like a beast. He made him to eat like a beast.
Yes, it is sad.
That we get so into ourselves and so high-minded that God has to bring us down to the ground, punish us for us to open our eyes, open our hearts. Verse 34 says, at the end of the day, this is end of 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. Now look at the change in it. Don't you tell me God can't bring you down. Don't you tell me God can't turn you around. Glory be to God. He lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding return unto me, and I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now, this is the great king that was hollering, I, but now he know who really rules.
He said,
all the inhabitants of the earth, listen at King Nebuchadnezzar. You know what? It sometimes God has to do that to some of us. He wants us to work for him. He wants us to be with him. But we get so high, he has to knock us down and let us start all over again. So then he said, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can say his hand, glory be to God, or say unto him, what doest thou? In other words, what are you doing? Do you see what he recognized?
No.
He's recognizing that God is rule, and God is above all, and no man can say his hand. You can't stop God from doing what he do. Glory be to God. We can't ask God, Lord, what are you doing? Who are we? We are but as filthy rags. We are dust. We are dirt. The wind can blow us. What can God return us back into dust from which we came? We are nothing. But yet we try to put ourselves above the Almighty God. And it said, at that time, my reason return unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness return unto me. See, God can take his kingdom. He just broke him down so he could recognize
who God is.
He said, and my brightness return unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now, you know why that excellent majesty was added unto him? Now, listen to this. He said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and adore and honor the King of heaven. All whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. In other words, he's able to bring you down. Glory be to God. See, King Nebuchadnezzar was walking in all of his glory, not recognizing who gave him that glory. That's our problem. We get so high, Brother B. We even as preachers, God allow us to get in the position to be even rich. But we forget who gave us that riches. We put ourselves so high up there until God has to bring us in.
Bring us back.
Now, don't think because you done did this and you have been okay 30, 40, 50 years, God have his set time to do what he's going to do. And what I love about God, he don't hide it from us. He not only gave it to him in a dream, but he sent Daniel to interpret that dream. King Nebuchadnezzar remembered that dream for a few days. God gave him a year to get it right. God gave him a year to ask forgiveness for his sin and come about the sin. God gave him a year to help the poor, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. It was all him and in his glory and in his goodness and in his power and in his majesty. Who can be more powerful than God? Who is more majestic than God? Who is more honorable than God? But we set ourselves to be torn down. Glory be to God. We look beyond God and see
mm-hmm,
self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like, King Nebuchadnezzar said, and all works are true and his ways judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. He is able to bring you down.
Bring you
Glory
down.
Be to God. And just think how long God let us walk in our own pride. How long God let us go thinking we are above him. Let us remember that God and God only rules over everything. He don't only rule over earth. I mean, heaven, he rules over earth. He rules under the earth. He rules everywhere, all over the universe, all over the entire world and the universe. So how can we match ourselves up remotely to the power of the Almighty God? We can't do it. We can't do it. We are nothing. We are only what God let us be. If God don't let us be, don't let us have anything, we're not going to have anything. If he don't give us that strength to do for ourselves, we'd be messed up. So why do we consider ourselves above God? So we better be careful. You see, God sent that warning, but he ignored that warning. And that is such a true thing. After a few days, I don't care how frightened we are, after a few days, we forget. And what do? We turn back to our old ways. And God is not pleased with that.
Amen.
God is not pleased. So let us remember this. As I was reading, and I thought about how in the Bible, how Moses and all would read to the people, sometimes the scripture is meant to be read, not preached. Glory be to God. We need to understand the works of God. See, some people, I've heard people say that he's not a fair God. Oh, yes, he is. He's so fair, he warned King Nebuchadnezzar in a dream. Not only did he warn him, but he took his man Daniel to interpret that dream. Then he gave King Nebuchadnezzar 12 months, one whole year, to get it together. But he didn't do it. He had forgotten all about that dream that scared him. Then he got back in himself, in his mind. He was the Most High, not God. And see, and it's easy. I understand why he thought that way. And it was because, as Daniel had told me, and it was repeated, when God came, when God let the vision be fulfilled, he said, thou art grown, thou hast grown a lot and became strong, for thy greatness is grown. Look now, thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. When you get to the point that your greatness reach heaven, it's time for God to pull you back down. When I read that, that reminded me of the children that was building the wall of Babylon. And all the thing in their mind, because they was all of one mind and one speech, The only thing they was thinking, they was going to build that wall and reach heaven, and they was going to be more powerful than anybody. But what did God do for them? God said to his son, let us go down and see what man is doing. Because God is not going to let nobody overpower him. So what did he do? He scrambled their tongues. He gave them different tongues. And they couldn't understand each other, so they were unable to finish the wall. So let us be careful before we get it in our mind that we are so great and we are so good that our greatness will reach heaven. Because it won't. God's not going to allow it. So the best thing for us to do is to be humble, be humble and grateful that God bless us and give us the things that he do. He blessed some of us with power, with an anointing that someone else don't have. He blessed us with so many different gifts. But don't let us get ourselves confused and think that our gift going to reach up to heaven, that we're better than God, that we're more powerful than God, because we're not. And I just thank God for this day. I thank God for this word because it began to resonate with me. And when Brother D began to speak on it yesterday, I smiled. I said, well, Lord, I'm still going to give it because it's a reason for Brother D to bring it. Bring the message that I had set up to bring. Basically, even if he didn't use the same text, basically, he was saying the same thing. So I thank God for today and for this time that he gave us on today. Now, before I go into prayer for Sister Emily and Sister Pope, Sister Kimberly Pope, whose husband she found dead today. Before I go into prayer for them, and we will still remember Brother Tatum, but before I go into prayer for them, is there anyone, is there any testimony, any words, anything that anyone wants to say? I'm once again going to give you that time, that speech.
Hello, Ms. Marion. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
This is Gina. I know Dog's at the track, but he came in and, you know, got me in the private room and put me on. So I've been in the queue since you started. I just want to ask
if you will,
you know, during the prayers for the others, keep me in your prayers, and especially my mom. Last Wednesday, I'm going to make it long, you know, short as I can. I've been in the hospital since last Wednesday from complications from a surgery that I had back in 1994. Jeez. And I'm also still dealing with my knee. But luckily, I didn't hesitate. You know, I got my mom, you know, and she got me down to the hospital, and they were able to do emergency surgery on me. So I'm praying. Hopefully tomorrow I will be able to go home. They have put me on solid foods, and that's, you know, that's tending to, you know, it's working for me and everything. So, keeping it short, you all will keep me in your prayers. And I'm asking, you know, saying especially for my mom. My mom is 80 years old.
She'll
be 81 in February. And, you know, I also have two sons, you know, my sister, my brother, and I, which, like I said before, my family, we're very, very close-knit. But my mother, it doesn't matter what time of day or night, if one of us has to be at the hospital, a doctor's appointment, and no matter what it is, she is going to see to us getting there if one of the others can't do it. And this woman has been by my side every day since I've been in this hospital.
God,
you know, I tell her she don't have to come, but she has been here every single day.
Wow.
You know, so if you will, you know, along with the others that you, you know, giving prayers for, if you would just anytime, you know, just not just for today, anytime, because I'm always on. I don't always speak, but I'm always on. If you would just keep myself and my family in your prayers, I would be greatly, very, very grateful
to
appreciate
it. Ma'am.
And now I'm going back on
mute. Yes, ma'am. Praise God for that.
They're going to be coming in and, changing nurses here pretty soon. So it's going to get kind of loud. So I'm just going to go ahead and put myself on mute.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Sister Zena. Now, is there anyone else that need prayer or need time?
Okay, Sister Mary,
are you looking at your phone, Sister Mary? I'm texting you. You must answer your phone.
I'm sorry, Brother Dog. That time normally I do, but I didn't that time. Sister Emily.
All right. I just kind of wanted to touch bases about what you were saying at the end. You know, it's literally all in your mind. Because yesterday I didn't really want to speak. You know, I was just feeling sad all day. Like, everything was going wrong at work. Like, every single thing could just go wrong. And I was just so down, you know. And this time last year, whenever I would be that upset, it wouldn't just last for a day. Mm-hmm. It would be weeks, sometimes even months, you know. I was even on that antidepressant. And this time, I had one bad day, but I'm always the happy friend, the strong friend, the one who's always smiling at work. And no matter what's going on at work, I'm still keeping that positive attitude. But, like, when you do that for so long, like, you're going to have that one bad day. I would rather take that one bad day compared to the bad weeks and months that I used to have this time last year. And it's literally nothing but the mercy of God. Like, he has – it's not my strength from my own. It's literally from him. Like – the last 9 months, I have focused on trying to get my mind right because the devil won't only attack you with people, whether it be a coworker, something happened at work, you know, a significant other, friends, family members, anything. When that doesn't work, he will free your mind. Like, that's why it is so important to have the armor up in your mind because it is a battlefield.
That's true. That's so true.
Yes. And, like, the difference that it shows now is just, it's literally a miracle. I just hope that people could just be encouraged, you know. Like, we are living in the last times. Like, it's time to get it together. We always say that, but
it's true.
Like, look
it's
how
true.
Evil
that
people
is
are becoming.
True.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. That is so true, Sister Emily. And I, you know what? I thank God for you asking for prayer because you're right. Satan get in your mind and just wreak havoc in your mind. Have you scared, not knowing what to do, and it's just him messing with you.
Yep.
That's why
exactly.
we have to
he knows pray
that's
to
each
the
other.
Only way he has left to attack, and he will try it. Any
that's
single
right.
way he can see your head, he will try it. That's why it is so important to just try to be different. Like, you have to make the effort. Once you do that, it gets so much easier. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. It really doesn't. It's a journey, but it's a beautiful journey. You just have to be willing.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. But you be encouraged, and we definitely going to pray for you, Sister Emily. But don't let your faith waver in any shape, form, or fashion, no matter what go on. And I tell you why I say this. See, it is faith in God that we're able to overcome things. One of my grandsons is in the Army. And the only thing, I pretty much raised him, so the only thing he really ever seen was me praying, reading my Bible, or somewhere preaching. And we lived in this place in Huntsville. That whole apartment over in there, that complex just seemed to have been demonic ridden. And my daughter had moved into one of the places across the street. And them demons were so strong and she was scared. And I went in there and you could feel them. And I told Faith, you read 23rd Psalms while I pray and anoint the house. And she was following me. She was reading and I was anointing the house and praying. And it calmed down for a little while. But you know what? Them demons so strong, you need more than one person praying, more than one person with the Holy Ghost to be able to deal with it. Because I tell people when they say, I'm going to come up against these, I'm going to cast Satan out, you better leave Satan alone if you don't have the Holy Ghost. You leave Satan alone if you don't have the Holy Ghost, because he'll tear you up. But anyway, I said that to say this. My baby called me the other day. He's in the Army, and this friend of his, she's a girl, and in her little apartment that she has, the girl that moved out must have been pretty mean, pretty evil, because she left spirits up in that house, in that apartment. And the girl told Jay about it. Jay said, Granny, I got my Bible, and I went over. Now, mind you, he's not saved, but he got saved. He said, I went over there, and I prayed for her, because he didn't have no oil. He said, I prayed for her, and I read that 23rd Psalm. I said, and so the next day, I called him. I say, well, how did she do? Because she hadn't been able to sleep anything. She told Jay, she said, I slept good. I said, look at Jesus. See, God uses whom he will. And he used the ones that got boldness to stand up for him. That's why I tell people when you raise your kids in that church, yeah, they might go astray, but they're not going to forget their upbringing. They're not. So you be encouraged. And I know that Satan will get into your mind and scare you half to death. And that's why we have to be strong in Christ Jesus. That's why we have to read our Bible. That's why we have to pray, even if we don't say nothing. But God, you know what's going on. Lord, help me. He hears. He hears. So before I start praying, is there anyone else? Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, I stand before you, lifting up, Father God, Sister Emily, Father God. Father God, touch her mind, her body, Father God. Father God, give her strength, Father God, to make it through. Father God, bless her, Father God. Father God, while we encourage her today, Father God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, you are going to bring her through. For you said in your word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. Father God, amen. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen. Father God, we ask you to touch her right now. Touch her mind, Father God. Father God, give her pureness in her mind, pureness in her heart. Father God, right now, in the name of your son, Jesus, I cast out any demon, hallelujah, that's coming up against her, God, making her go through all these problems that she's going through on that job. Yes. Father God, we ask you to touch her, Father God. Yes. Father God, bless Father God that wheresoever she go, Father God, that you have your shield of protection around her, Father God, in the name of her, your son, Jesus. Father God, let the people see that she is your child, Father God. Give her that boldness, Father God, to walk upright before you and proclaim your holy name. Give her the boldness in everything that come up against her. She can call the name Jesus, for at the name of Jesus, everything is going to flee. Oh, glory be to God in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I know you're able. Father God, and I ask you to bless, Father God, Sister Kimberly Pope in Macon, Georgia, Father God. Father God, she found her husband dead, Father God, today. Yes. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, give her strength. Father God, you know she was so tore up, I couldn't even talk to her. Father God, but give her strength to overcome, God. Father God, during this trying time, Father God, give her peace, Father God, and let her know that you're right there for her, Father God. Father God, let her know that you can lean on her. Bless her and her family, God. Father God, bless Brother Tatum and his family, God. Give them that peace, Father God. Father God, let them know, Father God, that their family is in your hand, Father God. Father God, give them the strength, Father God. Give them, Father God, your peace, Father God. Father God, that they will be okay during this trying time. Father God, give them that heart, that mind to just continue to lean on you. Father God, Brother Tatum said he turned to you, God. Father God, now let Sister Pope turn to you as well, Father God. But there is nothing that we cannot go through, Father God, if we just call on the name of Jesus, Father God, and I know you're able. And Father God, I lift up Sister Gina, Father God, and her family, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless us, touch her, Father God, where she had the surgery, that she have no more problems. Father God, give her that strength, Father God. Father God, let her know everything is going to be all right. Father God, let her know, Father God, that you're the God over all things, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to touch and heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch your mother, Father God. At the age of 80, you give her the strength, Father God, to continue to oversee her family, to go out to the hospital, to stay by her daughter's side. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to strengthen her the more, dear God. Father God, bless her, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, that she can continue that, Father God, to do your will, Father God. Because, Father God, even though it's her daughter, it is a ministry, for she's there for her to be encouraged. She's there to let her daughter know that everything is going to be all right. Father God, we ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Father God, not only her and her mother, but bless by her, Father God, her whole family. Bless them, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless all our families. Truly, God, we need it, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the heroes today, Father God. Father God, you know them. You made them all. You made them. You know all about them. Father God, even though they're not talking, Father God, you know the problem, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to look upon the sick and the shut in. Father God, truly we need you today, God. Father God, this world is in such a way, Father God, without you, we cannot make it. Father God, and we ask you to bless right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless all over the world, Father God. Father God, the war that Russia got going, Father God. Father God, bless, Father God, that they will see peace in each other. Father God, bless, Father God, for I know without a shadow of a doubt that you can get in the heart of the worst type of person. Father God, we ask you to bless right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to seal these pandemics that's going around, dear God, in your holy name. Father God, we ask you to touch your people, Father God. Father God, bless the people to lean on you, Jesus. Father God, all we got to do is call upon the name of Jesus. If we want more peace on this earth, all this killing in these schools, God, touch these children, mind, God. Father God, bless them, Father God, and make them fit for your use, God. All this killing they doing, God, Father God, put them, Father God, on the corner, in the school, somewhere, calling on the name of Jesus. Father God, telling somebody else about the goodness of Jesus. Father God, we know you're able. Father God, go into these schools all over the world, God. Father God, put your spirit, cover these schools, cover these children, cover your people, God, in the blood of Jesus, Father God, for we know you are able, Father God, and I'm calling on you right now. For you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, will seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal the land. Yes. Father God, I know you're able, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and we pray and we're asking you, we're begging you, Father God, to heal the land today, God. Hallelujah. Heal your people. Heal the mind of man, God. Take, Father God, that old demonic spirit that's in them, convincing them to kill. Take that spirited. Hallelujah. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send, Father God, off into the hell from whence it came. Send it back, God. Father God, let the people learn how to love again, Father God. How to treat one another again, Father God. Father God, we know you're able, Father God. We're leaning and depending on you, for there is no other help I know. Glory, hallelujah. That's why we lift you up right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, we lift you up. We praise you. We worship you, God. In your holy name, Lord, I know you are able, Father God, and continue, Father God, to bless Brother Dog and all the ministries, hallelujah, that he is sponsoring, even supporting, Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Bless him, God. Father God, give him your word, Father God. Father God, and let that flesh walk in the word of God that he can tell people what thus say the Lord. Strengthen him right now, God, in the name of your son, Jesus, for I know you are able, God. Lord, and we thank you, Father. Father God, bless all your people. Father God, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, not only the ones I name, but the ones that I can't name and don't know their name. Father God, we ask you to bless them right now. Strengthen them, Father God. Father God, that they will be children of God. Father God, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, go out and try to give your word constantly.
Yes.
Father God, let the word be heard. Father God, let the people take it in and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we know you able. We thank you, Father God. In your holy name, we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done, going to do. Hallelujah. And Lord, and we thank you. We praise your holy name, God. In the name of your son, Jesus, I lift you up. And I thank you, God. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I truly thank God for this time. I thank God for each and every one that came forward and asked for prayer. Sister Gina, we will remember you in each and every prayer. We will continue to keep you lifted up and trusted that God has already begun a work on your body.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And we just thank you. You are welcome. You are welcome. We just thank God for I know he's worthy. I know he's worthy. I know there's not a sickness that he can't fix. And I'm just praying that your knee go back to how it was before you even had a problem. In Jesus' name. Glory to
God. Thank you,
you are so welcome. You are so welcome. And you just be encouraged, Sister Emily. Be encouraged. And at this time, we're going to turn to set. Well, we need another prayer. And I don't think Brother Tim ever made it. I don't know if Brother Eric is on. So we're going to ask you again, once again, Brother D, if you don't mind, close us out with a prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sound like Brother Dog. I believe that's my brother. The word of God is true that went forth today. You know what I'm saying? The word of God, sister and brother, has truly went forth today. You know, old Nebuchadnezzar was a hard-headed joker. But the Lord brought him down. And God will do the same.
Amen.
The Lord, he brought him down. God will do the same.
Yes,
man,
he'll
bring you down sometime. Sometimes God has to knock us down just to build us up. I truly thank the Lord for the preaching word today.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus. Again, I'm going to ask my sister and brother those that are listening. She said a word of prayer. I see it's time for the benediction. Behind what we have heard.
Praise God.
To just say, may the Lord watch. But we're going to be obedient and we're going to do what's asked. We're going to ask you all to bow your heads, give God your heart, give him your ear. And again, I say pray with us as we pray.
Yes,
Father God, we come before you. Father, we want to just tell you thank you for the word. Thank you for deliverance.
Thank you,
we thank you for the deliverer. We thank you for allowing your word to go forth. We thank you, Father, for those that was listening today. We pray, Lord, that something was said on behalf of my almighty God that would touch their heart, would pierce their soul, and make them ask the all-magical question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we know it is your will that none be lost. Father, we know that you said in your word that I am the way, the truth, and the life. All man has to do is just turn from their wicked ways and seek your faith. Lord, we understand and we know that you're standing by. Father, we ask that you just continue to just bless. Continue to give them strength, Lord. Give us more power. Give us more understanding, more knowledge of your word. Father, we ask that you just continue to do these things in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you for the service. We thank you for blessing Brother Dahl. We thank you for giving him a mind to do what he do. We ask that you will continue to bless not only our evening service, but continue to bless our morning service as well. Continue to touch Reverend Henry and Reverend Eric as they continue to press forth doing thy will. Lord, we love you. And we truly place no one above you.
Thank you, Father.
We ask that you just continue to keep your hands on us right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of
Jesus. Heart, say amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Brother D. And before I turn over to Brother Dog at this point, to make the announcement, be with us again on next Wednesday, same time, same season. Glory be to God. We have a word for you. And Brother D, his gospel hour on every Tuesday, same time, same station. You know, God just putting his word out all kinds of ways. So be with us. And Brother Eric and his morning show, God's Plan, I think it started at 8 o'clock in the morning. And if you want to listen to it, Brother D has the phone number. You can get it from him. Or even Brother Dog has the phone number. You can get it from him. So at this time, I just tell each and every one to be encouraged. We turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dog. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes when I get discouraged, I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, whatever you do, don't leave me, please, Lord. And every night I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, my Heavenly Father, can't make it by myself. Listen, if you leave me, I'm sure you'll fall. Help me, Lord. I'll be like a dead man walking. I won't have no direction at all. And that's why I keep talking to him, because his name is Abel.
Oh, Lord.
And I know he can do everything but fail.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord. I get out of my bed sometimes.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our service. We want to thank Sister Mary, and as always, and Brother D, and the rest of the prayer warriors. God, hope God take care of Sister Emily and Sister Gina. Hope they get through their illnesses and sicknesses and overcome that old evil spirit of that devil, whatever trying to get on them. With that being said, Sister Mary, get on out of here, Sister Mary. Sister Mary, we love you. God bless. Hallelujah. All right, guys. Y'all got something you want to keep going on? Let's go. We're down here in Dawson, but a little drizzle came through and they didn't call it race, so I'm at liberty to act a little crazy today. We can talk about what's going on down there at Mike Hill Race if y'all want to. We can talk about anything y'all want to. Hit the one button. What up, kid?
What's going on, kid? With the dog? What's going on with the dog?
Hey, man, I'm out here in the rain, mate. You got me out in the rain, mate.
I heard that. Hey, I got a question I want to ask you.
Talk to me, brother.
Are those 40 calibers, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are those 40 calibers, her shooting at a backstab, or are those blanks?
If not, we're going to put them in the gate.
Just put them in the gate. Hold on, kid. Anybody that ever picked up the tip card, come on by and get the tip card. If you ever get the tip card up, come on by and get the tip card. Go ahead, kid. No, he's shooting. He's shooting. He ain't no blank.
Oh, they ain't no blank. Some more pressure
too. You see, Trigger Man, they got some more pressure too. He's talking trash too.
Oh, okay. Because I know there was a whole lot of shooting going on. I didn't know if they were blanks or 40 calibers.
Yeah. Hey, keep talking for a minute. I got to do something right quick.
Yeah, man. Should be a hell of a show with all them locked in races. Get off Friday. Somebody don't have no oil pressure comes Saturday running the shootouts. Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, kid.
So all them locked in races get off Friday. Some folks lose oil pressure, won't have nobody running the shootouts Saturday.
Yeah. What's that, kid? I'm trying to get something to eat now.
I said, all them locked in races get off Friday. They lose oil pressure. They won't be able to run in their shootout Saturday.
Ain't nothing on them. It's a naked dick. Huh? Some mustard, that's all. Kid, how you go here, man? I'm over here trying to get you some meat now. Just been kicked out of jail.
I heard that. I said they got a lot of races locked in for Friday.
Go. That's good. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So what now?
I said they got a lot of races locked in for Friday. If they lose all press, they won't be able to run in the shootout Saturday.
Man, there's gonna be some shit going on, man. That's all I got. There's gonna be some shit going on.
Yes, indeed.
I know it. Yeah. I damn sure did. I didn't peep all that phone. Yeah. He saw something coming drizzling back and forth. All right, kid. I hope this is when I'm going into my car so I can stop calling these motherfuckers. Y'all, somebody hit the one button so me and Key can have something to talk about. Kid, where you at, kid?
I'm here.
Well, that means showing them. Oh, that floppy up. There you go. I can go load my car, man. All right, Flop. Come on, help me out, Flop.
I'm trying to figure out what's this I done heard about Salty Bitch and Lucky Luciano for Friday.
Oh, man.
I ain't heard about that now, Flop.
Yeah, it was on one of the shows. I heard it. I ain't confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to see if anybody else heard it.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything either, Flop.
I ain't heard about that.
There's one thing I do know, Flop. They better not bring no 22s to this They better not bring no 22s to this gunfight.
You ain't like you. Hey, Ricky,
no,
somebody hit Ricky Tambor. Somebody call Wiz here, find out.
They gonna get fucked up,
Yeah, they better have a goddamn cannon. Everybody over there got cannons.
Okay. If they don't have 40 cannons,
they're bigger. 910-0681. Your mic over.
I also heard.
Hold on, let me get that mic on.
Say what, Flop?
910, what's that? 0681. You got any information? Yeah. Uh-oh. Jamie got off picture today and was talking shit to everybody. Went live and was talking shit to everybody.
Yeah, they say Herb already done drew at him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why
Herb threw down on him.
I asked Dog, was them 40 caliber Herb was shooting at Jamie or was they blank?
Well, one of them shooting blanks, and they both going at each other. Ain't nobody hit each other. Somebody shooting. Maybe both of them shooting blanks. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call them right now because I'm on mobile. I can't. Huh?
Yeah. We understand.
I'm saying, you ain't in no racetrack or nothing, are you?
Yeah, I'm at Darlington. Yeah, but they just call off. It's drizzling rain, so they just call it. But I had unloaded the car and all that shit. I got to load back up and all that. That's why I say I ain't at liberty to just make these calls yet. All these pump faking that kids talking about. We don't know whether they for real or they pump faking. Are they 20
mm-hmm.
caliber whatever kids? You had a point there.
Yeah.
Got a point there.
Yeah.
910, I open your mic up, but you the one button first. Can you talk? 910. 0681, can you talk? Let me close this mic back up.
Hey,
that ain't paying attention.
Hey,
yeah, don't speak up.
Hey,
yeah.
We said last night him and Mario were talking.
We can't hear you, sir. Speak up a little bit. Come to the phones. We can't hear you.
Last night when Ricky and Mario was talking, he said that Friday they may do something for 1-on-5. That's a little bit. We do something. Don't remember that?
What, Ricky? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be what Flock's talking about.
Okay.
It might be it. I just heard Ricky it on one
said,
of the shows.
Ricky them said whoever they meet, They would entertain 1-on-5, whatever it is. Well, we talking about this evening, Jamie just got, well, I didn't say he just got offensive, but he just got the car running like he evidently, and he went live, and he was talking plenty of trash to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened or what's going on with it, but he was talking trash to everybody. Yeah. So, I don't know right now at the moment. But we got confirmation. It's, the word has been put out. King Kong is in the shootout. Rock is in the shootout with the lawyer. Those two are in the shootout.
They're in the shootout. So does that make it 20 or 22?
No. What I mean, the 6 out of 16, some of the 16 fell out. Fuck you.
Okay.
So that moved them up.
Yes, sir, Ricky.
They were the ultimate. They moved them up.
Ricky, you say you need some 50 calibers?
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know where you can get them. I'll punch you in the right direction.
Y'all handle the show for a minute. Y'all handle the show for a minute. I'm loading this car, buddy. Handle the show for a minute, y'all. Appreciate it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ricky, goddamn it, bad in Clint Eastwood then. Goddamn with the 50 calibers.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Somebody came up talking about the 44 Magnum Auto Mag
with
the most powerful handgun. Hey. Ricky laughed at their faces, pulled up that 50 caliber and said, you forgot about this.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy. He'll step down from a goddamn cannon.
Hey, he said, don't talk too slick. He might have one of them on the back of the truck, too.
Oh, man. Lord,
yeah,
have mercy.
It's going to be something to see, kid. It's going to
yes,
be one for the
indeed.
Book.
Yep.
I think old Mike really outdid himself on this one.
Yeah. Shit.
Well, hey, kid, I know the grudge races are very high profile because of the contestants, but the event is based around the shootout. Do you think this in any way will resurrect people's feelings about the shootouts?
It should.
You know, yeah, because a lot of people be like, oh, man, I ain't studying no shootout. I just want to see grudging.
Well, see, Flop, I'm an advocate of two cars going down the track. I give a shit whether they post a time or not. It doesn't make me any difference.
Right, right, right. I'm pretty much the same way, too. So,
yeah.
Long as the track staying warm by somebody going up and down it, that's fine with me.
Right. All that old sitting around all day, got them waiting on the grudge race, man, that ain't about shit.
Yeah, well, it's what we like to see, and we just have to deal with it as we deal with it. So.
Right, right, right.
Well, Flop.
I'm going to tell you.
Them boys, like,
come on.
Mario said some shit. No, Mario said some shit last night that I said, but they said that they can do what they want to do. Mario said, if I got to fight the same joker for that 50,000 that I'm here, why would I technically lock in on the side? I might get my head knocked in two times.
That's a great point. That's a great point, dog, because we kind of discussed that on one of our shows earlier, about that, because if I'd been chasing Kid, and Kid really been kind of up in the air about whether he want to run me or not, but now I'm in this shootout and we draw each other. Kid says, shit, I'm going to put my best tune-up in and try to blow his ass off, but I ain't got to pay no extra on top of what I done paid for this shootout to get here. So,
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I might get to see some, and if cause I ain't gonna let Kid, goddamn it, put me out, and he ain't gonna let me put him out. So after we go down there and figure out which one is more man than the other, then the shootout may in fact kick off some, cause Kid may find out Flop ain't shit he said he was. Let me draw on his ass next week.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be a whole bunch of backing up and a whole bunch of going forward.
Oh, man.
Depending on which way you look at it.
Not a lot of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, kid, some of that moonwalking.
Just to keep shit going, man. Just to keep shit going, since I was trying to, have a show. Ain't nobody hitting the one button, and I ain't really got time to call nobody. Who y'all lacking that thing now? People didn't start picking who they lack. Is it hard to pick who you like in this shit, man? Because it's so competitive. I mean, we got so many bad motherfuckers in.
It's from my point of view, dog, it's hard to pick. It's hard to pick.
Hey, and from my point of view, it's not hard to pick because.
Okay.
And I know everybody gonna say, because I'm a fan of them, but if you look at the track record and the history of them. Oh, Ricky and Steve and them, they shoot out kings now. They bring it to the table.
Hold up, Flop. They ain't had the caliber cars in them shootouts that they got now, Flop. That's the difference, Flop.
But no.
They ain't had the caliber cars, Flop. Yes.
Dog.
Yes.
Let me say this.
Uh-huh.
They got the caliber car that everybody else has. They have the driver mindset of, I'm a bad motherfucker. I know everybody else's driver is bad as well, but when you use
I ain't talking about that, Flop. That ain't what I'm talking about, Flop. What I'm saying is, Flop, in this shootout, you maybe got one or two bad jokers. In this shootout, you got 7, 8, 9, 10 bad jokers. You ain't got no one or two.
I ain't going to minimize the other shootouts that they've been in. I'm going to say everybody went up against... They've been trying to win because it ain't like you over there trying to give me the victory. You trying to beat my ass.
No. What I'm saying is, Flop, you know for yourself now, we got different level caliber cars. Now, in the regular shootout, you don't have that many top-tier cars in the regular shootout, Flop, at an event. This time,
I realize you
done the whole field is top-tier. Flop, be honest now.
I don't think the mindset changes for Ricky and Steven because they are top tier. Mario, and I'm just giving examples. Mario is top tier. Jamie is top tier. Herb the Ruler is top tier. But all of them got the same mindset. I'm just going on based on shootout experience. I think Ricky has an edge in that if it's a different mindset that has to be had to run the shootout. I'm going to give that nudge to Rick and them because that's what they do. Now, they grudge inside the shootouts, but they comfortable with that. It don't matter if it's a...
Now, since you said it like that, Flop, good point. Good point, Flop. Good point. But I'm going to say this here. You love your man, and I love my man. Jamie got just as much, not as, well, he ain't got as much experience. Well, he done been on a lot of shootouts, too. He been on a lot of shootouts, too.
Hey, dog, if truth be told, Jamie got a lot more experience than some of the other so-called top cars that people like because of shootout experience. Because let me ask you this, realistically, how many shootouts have you seen Herb in? How many shootouts have you seen Mario in? Now, if you're just looking at it from that standpoint, the edge goes to Ricky, Jamie, and whoever else may be, you know, have participated in more shootouts than these other gentlemen. So, you know, that's why I'm saying the competition is so close. You have to find what may be the one decisive edge for one particular group over the other. And in my mind, I'm going with the shootout experience because I think they all have very equal equipment.
Yeah, that's,
and that's
true,
been
Flop.
Stated. Yeah, that's been
that
stated.
That is very true. But you know what? You know what? I'm basing my opinion on. I'm going to try to go
What's
with
that?
The guy that I think that can cut the better light. That's what I'm basing mine
on. Okay.
Well, that's what it's going to take to win that race.
What?
They got to cut that light.
Kid. Well, how can we say who cut the better light when everybody he damn near the name done had at times cut the hell of a light?
Yeah,
Right. So, Jamie is a killer on the tree. Mario Driver, Marquise.
Travis.
Man, they killers
Travis
on
kill
the
on
tree.
The tree.
Yeah, Travis.
Ricky a kill on the tree.
Herb been out of the routine, but Herb feel mighty confident, and you can't take nothing away from him, man.
Yeah.
Because Herb know what it takes. And so if he say, I'm on point and I'm on board, you got to take that seriously. Now, he know what it takes to get away from there with everybody else. So you can't really, you know, discredit nobody.
Nah.
I know old Rick.
Flop, one thing you said about Herb, everybody is on the assumption that Herb driving his own car just because he's been testing his own car. We don't know that for a fact. We really don't know who the air driver is, though.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't know who the air driver is.
We don't.
Yeah.
In the case of who's driving her, I don't think whoever he put in there is going to shake up any of the other competitors. He can say, Steven Jackson driving my car. I don't think he's going to rattle any of the other competitors.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, Stevie just trying to get his behind knocked off. So we got equal equipment.
So even though you buy it, you still think on a level base, if you wouldn't buy it, you still think Ricky got the best chance of winning. Is that what you're telling me?
I do. Okay, I'm going to go like this. Ricky, Trigger Man. And I'm going to say the King Kong car been in a couple of shootouts, you know, that they did well in and won. So you got to go with them, the drivers and all.
Good report. Hey, y'all the one button to jump in there, guys. We trying to get a little, you know, little talk since we got time. You know, we ain't doing but talking. Anybody coming in, talk about something else if they want to. Hit the one button. I'm going to hit the road. I'm going to get home early tonight. Give me some rest and rest up for Thursday, since Mike here wouldn't let me come down there on Thursday. And be ready to go Friday. Right on, baby.
Yeah, then you got hey Flop, you got the Axeman in there.
Yeah.
That's right, Marvel's birthday.
Man.
So, I'll say this.
You got some natural ball killers.
Yeah, it may be my bias side speaking.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say maybe 15% to 20%, but no one driver is better than the other.
Yeah,
no one piece of equipment is better than the other. You know, you can't say in this situation, he outmoneyed him. He got top tier equipment, and he got a level 8 equipment. And so I think everybody has top 10 or top tier equipment, and the drivers are there as well.
So, Flop, if that's like it's a pick 'em race then, Flop, shit, how can you really pick 'em? It's a toss up,
but I like I said, you got to find the one thing, and in my case, the one thing I'm finding is I'm based on shootout experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Flop, look at it like this, Flop. Do you think whoever gets by that first round, depending on who they is, they're going to have an advantage? Because certain motherfuckers, once they get by the first round, these motherfuckers hard to beat, period. Okay, who they is.
Hey,
they hard to beat.
Dog. I know it's hard to beat even with the team I like, but when a motherfucker get by the first round, he just going to breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, shit, I got to knuckle up and do this again. The next round going to be another bad motherfucker just like him over there.
Yeah, I agree. It ain't no, it ain't no, it ain't no. Ooh, I got flop next round. You know, I just got to put my A, B, and C. Don't touch it. Hit the one button tonight. Hit the one button tonight. Don't touch it. Hit the one button. You got to bring your A game. You said after that first round, dog, that's when that 50,000 kicking in.
Well, I'm talking about him, man. I'm going to say Jamie. You know, Jamie already be a hot motherfucker. He already has, you know, he already be thinking his shit don't stink. He already be jumping up and down. If that motherfucker get by that first round, you don't think that's going to accelerate his motherfucking ass?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. See, a motherfucker like Jamie thrive on this shit. I mean, I watched him grow up. If he get by that first round, and he already cocking, if he already cocking, get by the first round, man, somebody got to cut that somebody down or something.
Yeah, he's going to be bad acting.
Yeah, he already went stupid today. He finally got the old motor cranked up today, and he went stupid today. So what the hell you think if he win, if he beat a motherfucker that first round? Somebody went stupid
today.
Hey,
dog, I'm going to be the devil's advocate in this. And I'm gonna just base it solely on Jamie being a younger gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he get by that first round, he fuck around and get too hyped, he might turn the red on the next round.
Oh no!
but here go the thing with Jamie being as good as he is on the tree, somebody might try to step it up against him and turn the red on.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You're gonna have to
no, every. 903,
939,
your mic on.
I don't care what Flock and everybody else tell me about dog, mark my word, baby daddy gonna whoop everybody's ass this weekend.
Oh,
man. Man, I like that. Hey, dog,
baby
I don't
daddy,
know who the gentleman
hey.
Is.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead, brother, go ahead.
Yeah, baby daddy gonna win everything.
Oh,
well, let me
whoever,
say this to what you're
saying.
His name been missing.
Dog, that's what I like about it, because everybody has pretty much written baby daddy off. And here come a gentleman out of nowhere saying, no, don't count my man out. My man top tier too. And he is.
Right.
You know, just because I like my man don't mean he I'm giving my man to being a level 10 fighter don't mean he fighting any level 9 fighters. They all level 10, whether it be baby daddy or anybody else.
Yeah,
everybody
looking over him. Watch and see. He gonna surprise the world. Watch and see.
This gonna be a hell of a race. All I can say.
Well, it's already public knowledge. Baby Daddy and them both had two calls in. One, they only gonna have one in. It's public knowledge. I'm not the one to put out Falcon out. I'm the last one to know about it.
Which cars that they gonna bring in, dog? Is the Mustang?
It must gonna be. I don't know now, and I don't know. It's only gonna be one though. You're not gonna have two cars there. One car didn't get ready. One car didn't get ready.
Okay.
I don't know which one it was or which one they bringing. I don't know.
Hey, Doc. I'll tell you another one that I've been on the phone with. They called him my son, but old Brandon and Young Money, they on their way. They ready.
Yeah.
With old Wesley. They ready.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They ready. So you can't count them out either.
Well, that's what
everybody.
I was trying to say, you really can't call nobody outlaw, can you?
Right, right. No, that's why I said the second round ain't going to be no easier than the first round.
Talking about it might be harder, huh?
Yeah, that's when they put the dollar on the again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody's a level 10 fighter in this event.
Right. Got a point there, bro.
Yep. And then I'm just, like I said, I'm just looking for the little glimmer of hope for me mentally. You know, I guess more so than Rick and them. You know, I got a few dollars bet here and there, but I guess I'm looking for the edge to say, well, I might go on big kid just 50, because I'm going to say Ricky been in more shootouts than Baby Daddy or Jamie or Herb or something. So maybe I'm pumping myself up because I'm scared or nervous. Like you say, dog.
Exactly.
My little money.
Scared and nervous. So you scared and nervous,
Uncle? Yeah.
So now, boy.
Did Luciana and Jesse James ever lock up?
I don't know. I don't think they did. I don't think now. Some shit might be going on. I don't know about you. A lot of shit going on in the morning show.
I really haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
No.
Either way it goes, be out there. All of them in a basket, shit. All of them in a damn basket. Fuck it. All of them in a basket. They got to go. Somebody going to come out of that basket. That's all I got to say.
Yes,
all of them in a basket.
Indeed.
Dog, I got one more question. I ain't gonna ask you nothing else. Is
Oh no, man! That's what the show for. That's what the show for. As many as you want to answer.
Okay. Is Backstabber ready? Gonna be ready?
Didn't I just tell you Jamie just got it ready and he was on Facebook? He did a Facebook Live today. Said he wants anybody, and everybody. That's what I just was saying. He just acted a fool today. He went on Facebook Live and acted a fool. Yeah, the buck naked fool today. 919-4919. You open?
All right, Willie Dog, what you think about this? So everybody be saying that they got about the same caliber of cars, same caliber of drivers. But so that means they're going to be leaning on the cars a whole lot more than they was in an average shootout. So what do you think about whoever got the best team? Be able to get that car back together.
You just answered your own question. You got a point there. That's a damn good point. You just answered your own point. You just made your point and answered.
Who think got the best team?
Who I think got the best team?
For shootouts, yes.
I'm not gonna say that because that starts an argument and animosity. Somebody was talking about somebody.
Hey,
so
let me talk to the gentleman, sir. I'm gonna just say this. That's part of what I was speaking about with that shootout experience. In a grudge scenario, I'll race you. And then I can go over there and sit over here and talk shit for the next 2 or 3 hours about how I beat your brains out and drove around you or whatever I did. But in this shootout, I got to get back over here and pull maintenance on this ride. I got to get these plugs out. I got to check these tires again. I got to go over everything I need to go over, look at some data, da-da-da-da-da. So you make an excellent point when you ask who is, you know, probably the best team. And you know, that's actually still a matter of opinion, but to me, that's where my emphasis on being, you know, having shootout experience comes into play.
Good report, Flop. Good report.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, brother. Well said. Good question, 919. Good question. Good question.
Yeah, good question. Real good question.
601-1400. Come on in here, baby.
What it do, dog?
How you doing, brother? What's up? What's good? What's good?
Yeah, he got some shootout experience. Who got the most experience? Somebody like Marcus Bird or something?
No. Ricky Stanberg then probably got the most shootout experience. Because Ricky done been in shootout with the car and driving two or three more cars.
What about
Yeah, what about the champion is actually saying what team has the most experiences, really what the gentleman put on the table. So, and my question is this. I like you saying Marcus because he's been competitive in Radio versus the World racing, which means he has a great team. But I don't know if Marcus is bringing that same team to the table with him in this event.
Right.
Well, I disagree, Block, because that's a professional type thing. This is a different thing. This grudge is different from that damn grudge.
No, dog. I'm talking about with the experience of the team. I'm saying Marcus is used to going rounds. If he get by one round, him and his team that he had assembled in Radio versus the World is cool with, hey, we ain't got time to sit over here and bullshit how we blew flop ass off. We got to pull maintenance on this vehicle. And I'm just saying, I don't know if Marcus has the same team he had in Radio versus the World as he has in this event coming up this weekend. If he does, then you got to rank him at the top two as far as having an experienced team.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's another shootout experience style team. And so, yeah, it's a big one. But I think they're going to grudge between during the rounds and what have you. And somebody was saying it the other day on the show, man, dog, after Friday night, it might not be nobody left to compete in the shootout Saturday, because if they going at it Friday and before, you know, the shootout, what do you leave on the
it
table?
Might be going at it
nobody
tomorrow.
Likes
it
to lose.
It might go at it tomorrow, Flo.
Right.
It might go at it tomorrow.
Nobody likes to lose. So, and then another thing you have to look at is availability of parts. Can I really put this, and I'm just, you know, making up stuff, can I put this 10,000 shot on the nitrous to run dog in this grudge race and take a chance on hurting this motor? Or do I have to put my 7,000 shot on it to try to preserve this motor for Saturday or Friday or Saturday? So it makes a difference.
Right, right.
You know.
Good report. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a lot of variables in this. A lot of variables.
Yes, it is.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, what team, who has the most pressure on them this weekend in that shootout?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Flop just a while ago. All of them. Everybody.
Yep.
Hey, dog. Yeah, because, but as a whole, who's expected to live up to the hype? Because even though this is a shootout, a lot of people are grudge-based racers. Okay, let me say this. Okay, take Mario, for instance. Mario is strictly, to the community, a grudge racer,
a grudge racer to the heart.
Right. Period, period. He's the top. In a top 10, Mario is ranked 11. So he has pressure on him, not per se physically on him or his team, but to live up to the hype of the people. He may be in fact be the biggest disappointment if he go out and strike the tires or don't go past the first round or something. The people, not him himself, but the people be like, oh man, Luciano was a flop, man. He didn't do nothing, man. He got up there, man, and flop went down the track and then run but 13 seconds, man, by eye, and Luciano couldn't even whip him. So that's a great question. That's a great question.
Flock smart.
Yeah, it's going to be some hype. Who going to live up to the hype? That was a great question by that gentleman. I think that might have been one of the twins or something, wasn't it?
Yep, I sound like it. I know Mike Hill, a smart motherfucker. He said he got some shit going on over there weekend, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it's so much. Can't nobody put a thing on nothing. That's what makes this race so tough. That's what makes this dumpy so good. Can't nobody put a thing on really nothing.
Hey, dog, and let me throw this out here. Every year, when they do the grudge banquet of the awards, they give something, I think, or I've heard something about who had the best event. Shit, Mike Hill done put himself in position to be right there with this.
Yeah, yeah. You see how he's just been putting doing a little bit here, a little bit there, and a little bit there, and come up with all this good shit here.
Yes,
well,
sir.
That 484 thing, that 484 thing was his birthday, I think. And he's pushing it, and he's trying to take it to different levels. And see, now don't get me wrong. This event, he could have made it more than 50,000, but then that messes up his goal for next year. He's trying to make it bigger next year. If you make it too big this year, you might not gonna get up there next year. But we know if we got 50,000 this year, he ought to be. It should be no problem to get up to 50, 60, 70, 80,000 next year. Shouldn't be no problem.
Oh man,
right.
Mike going back to 10-5 days.
Right, it's a real good amount to attract everybody, but it's still room for growth. You know.
Oh yeah.
That's why you want
to cap it at 16, and he wanted to cap it at 50. You know, for growth for next year. You don't want to, you don't want to go out there and put your best stuff out there, and then you ain't got nothing next year. You fall back. They say, "Oh man, you ain't did shit." Like you said, like, you falling back.
Good point.
A lot of creativity going on in the backgrounds, and we have to pay attention to that as well.
They put up 2,500 blocks. They put up 2,500. All they got to do to make it bigger next year is they can put up $3, and that's gonna raise it over.
Right.
That's gonna raise it over to $50, $60, $70.
And then next year you're probably gonna have a lot more 484s coming out though.
Yeah, that's true too. But now, I don't know if he's gonna want to keep it at 16, because I think anything over 16 will be a little bit too much. I believe that'll be too many, because you know with breaks and stuff and everything. And like I said, we already the four often is all in already. I mean, the ones that can make they already.
But also, dog, for some of your lesser events, and I might be giving up game, but some of your smaller events. You know, you can break it off and pull four participants, and then have you a couple of four-car shootouts from some of those top-ranked 16 that you had at your big event.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can mix and match that any way you want to. You got 16 cars to choose from.
Hey, Flop.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Flop.
Yes, sir.
Since you're answering all these questions, which team has the least amount of pressure on them?
Ooh, I don't know. I have to look through some of my information, but I don't think any team doesn't have any pressure on them, because from whatever perspective area they're from.
Let me say something right quick. Hey, somebody got a lot of noise, guys. If you hit the one button and was talking and you're still talking, put your phone on mute, please, so you won't have all that noise, please. Please. All that noise you got in the background. Go ahead, Flop.
Yeah, I'm going to just say every team from whatever perspective area they're from is expected to be the top dog. That's just like I may come out of my neighborhood and everybody over there think I'm the king racer. Well, hell, they don't know. A month or so ago, I got my ass beat real good. So, but that don't stop them from thinking I'm the baddest in the world. So I got to live up to the hype of the neighborhood challenge. And I think each one of these people have to live up to a certain amount of hype. So I don't think any of them come in with no pressure on them. And, hell, I know it may not be a lot as a team. You know, but don't nobody want to give $2,500 away and plus weekend expenses. So it's pressure on everybody.
All of them got pressure. And the pressure is that they want to win that $50,000.
Exactly. Good point, Steve. Good point.
Just a bunch of nervous motherfuckers today, ain't the kids.
Yes, sir. What up,
man? You said so, Ned. I wonder how many butterflies in their stomach.
Ooh, man.
Hey, Flop. I can say yay and nay on that, Flop. I mean, technically speaking, it ain't nothing but another giant drug race. I mean, we all go through them. It ain't like it's something brand new to us.
Right. Go ahead,
Flop. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's the hype surrounding this. Now,
right.
I'm going to play back some, and it's not to downplay anybody. Trick or Treat was a fantastic event. I know Cutcut had a great event up there, and other people have had great events, but this one has far exceeded from a fan base standpoint. You got everybody in this. Everybody. So this one, to me, has a look. It's like all year long you watch the football games, but everybody's really waiting on the Super Bowl. Hell, in the Super Bowl, it might be the teams you watch play the first game of the year. You know, the flops against the kids. Well, hell, they might end up in the Super Bowl. So now it's more pressure. Shit, flop done made this far, kid done made this far.
I just do that for discussion. That's just a good view, baby. Right. Good view. Good discussion.
It's pressure and expectations everywhere.
Man, this was called pressure bust a pipe.
I'm gonna say this here. I think Jamie got the best chance because Jamie loves that me against the world attitude. And basically, in this shootout, he damn near in there by himself. Everybody else in there got a buddy. He ain't got no buddy in the shootout.
The long range.
Hey, dog.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I just thought about one. One that's probably more overlooked than most in this shootout.
Lockdown.
But not, no, sir. No, sir. That's not
it. No.
Game over.
Stop.
And I'm saying that because.
Stop. He ain't going to make it.
Okay.
He ain't going to make it, Dad. It's been confirmed he ain't going to make it.
Right. Okay.
But he was overlooked, and I believe he made it. He would make a statement because he is very consistent.
I think so.
He's very consistent.
He's very meticulous in his work. He's very consistent as a driver, and he's fast, and he doesn't have the stigma of the big hype on his shoulders all the time, though he is a big name.
Exactly. In other words, he don't stick out on the crowd.
No, huh?
Right. But he got the same knockout punch.
I don't even know it.
He got the same knockout punch as everybody else, though.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, he don't stick out. Oh, this little joker hit me and ain't going to hurt me. Bam! He knocked out.
So. But, it's winding down.
Yeah.
In a matter.
2 days.
In a matter
2 days.
Of 24 to 48 hours.
It might be. It might be a fight. Now go to tomorrow. It might start Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I hope they don't, but it might be. They might fight Thursday.
Somebody might come in and say, "Knock the stick off my shoulder."
Now going into this. This thing, kid, the man with the most confidence in his voice,
mm-hmm.
in Trigger Man, is Wesley Snipes. Q got more confidence in his voice than anybody on here, to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's Q with Wesley Snipes. He already said it way before time, and he didn't even have his motor in his car, and he come in there to slap the shit out of everybody in the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
and he ain't frowned up yet. Hey, Flop, we talking about that shootout. We ain't talking about all them lock-in races we got going on. Tate got a big set of shoes to feel, too. He had a lot of miles. He got to feel them shoes up there.
When you started talking about confidence, I'm going to say this. I done watched Tate a long time. Tate confidence level is really high. So he's potentially real deadly right now.
That would make me think of it.
Yeah. Tate confidence level is super high.
Now, Flop, let me ask you a question. I know the answer, or I know. Now, Tate talking a lot of stuff, and like you said, his confidence high. He ain't studying. He ain't like nervous. But he ain't driving. Does that make him can talk more trash? Because he ain't driving. He got to drive it.
Not really, because Tate going to take it how the team take it. He can't go out there and say, "Oh, man, my driver fucked up." No,
I agree and disagree based on me. Hey, look here. When I'm backing somebody and I ain't got a drive slot, I can talk more trash than a little bit. But if I got a drive,
I can
back up a little bit.
Hey, a good trash talk anyway, though, dog. You know that.
Yeah.
I know, but what I'm saying is,
hey,
do,
even in defeat.
But I got more confidence when I ain't got a drive. If I'm talking, if I was talking for Jamie, I could talk up some stuff then because I ain't got a drive. I ain't got a drive.
Ain't no pressure. I hear you.
Yeah, ain't no pressure on me then. I ain't got a drive.
Yep.
Well, all I can say is it's here and it's going to happen.
It's 2 days and a wake up.
Mm-hmm. Mike Hill, you outdid yourself, but at the same time, you done started something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some leftover doo-doo on this helmet, man. It's gonna
oh,
be
man.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. What kind of sanitation workers? Sanitation workers y'all got? Yo, come on.
Walmart going to sell a plenty of Pampers.
You know how all the boys be planning to go to duck race next year as soon as the race over?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know who race I'm going to next year, and this motherfucker ain't even got here yet.
Yeah. Be like trying to get your hotel rooms and everything squared away.
Yeah.
Putting it on your vacation list at work.
Because I wanted to go this year, but I couldn't make it. But, shit, next year, I know where I will be at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, this thing here got all the ingredients to make an exotic cake now. It's got all the ingredients for an exotic cake.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to call you, man.
Not a big champagne.
I was going to call you and see if you were going over there.
I've been wanting to catch a Mike Hill race anyway.
Yeah.
He got some shit going on now, buddy. Well, he been had some shit going on, but shit. Shit, this here kid, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Big Eddie, I'm on the road, man. Big Eddie, I'm on the road. I don't need none of them dumbass.
That's
ticks.
A bad man.
Please,
right
y'all.
Dog.
If it ain't no real tick, don't. Big Eddie.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a race.
Hey, tell Big Eddie to stop texting somebody else.
Oh, man, not the mud bone.
So what is he talking about? Some damn mud bone. Go get in.
Oh, man.
Man, come on, man. You and Tim Allen put together couldn't make one race.
You know, mud bone probably didn't take his medicine today. It's day Wednesday, you know.
Man, I wish he'd take too much of it. Put it there to sleep.
Oh, man.
Told him I'm on the highway. He making me look at a damn tick down here, ran over. Running off the road looking at a text that ain't necessary.
Lord, have mercy.
I done ran on 3 speed bumps, kid. I'm running on 3 speed bumps trying to look at the damn text he's in. And you're going to throw some damn mud on up here. Man, come on, man.
What you say? What you say? You're going to have a blowout. You're going to have a blowout, and he ain't going to cash up you no money to get no tire, huh?
Hey, nothing, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, kid. I'm saying, come on. Man.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, Eddie's sick of dog. He might be really smarter than you think. I'm talking that shit about me. I'm going to put you where I'm at. Keep reading them texts.
Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah, dog, you might have to goddamn go to... You might have to go to Walmart and get you an air mattress, goddamn, and get on down there tomorrow. Put it on the back of the truck.
I'm gonna say, don't y'all call me for no information. I didn't get none. Jump on the man that didn't get me down there, y'all. But I try to bring y'all all the news I can. You know that.
Yep.
Hey, I mean, it depends. You think Walmart done sold out of
it? Shit, you can't find none. There's gonna be a lot of mules.
Mm-hmm. Shit everywhere.
I'm telling you.
Is it sold out of what flock?
Depends.
You know them Pampers for adults.
Yeah.
But if anybody...
Hey, man, who over there eating them damn potato chips? Who over there eating them potato chips, man?
That's me with them potato chips.
Right,
but
you know, come on,
everybody that's
right.
Hey, dog, I'm hosting the show, man. Just drive. I got this.
Okay. My bad. I thought my mic was muted.
Get in the back seat.
Get in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah, but to everybody that's hitting that way, man, safe travel to everybody.
Hey, kid, hear me fine.
Yeah.
Quit that job.
Yes, indeed.
Flop coming back auditioning now because he auditioned for the winter months and ain't no racing going on, so he keep this fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You said you needed some help, and I'm here.
Motherfucker, I appreciate a lot of Pepto Bismol.
Yeah. Oh, man, not the Pepto.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cook that stomach, kid.
312.
You know,
312, 1227. 312, 1227.
Oh, man. Not the Chicago.
All right, who hit the one button? Say something. Don't be hitting the one button. Don't say nothing.
Oh, man. That's that Mudbone.
Yeah, man. Ding, 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 ding.
Somebody on this line, anybody say close to him, Big Eddie. Somebody hit the one button, man, and not even say nothing. I don't like that. Ain't no problem, Eddie. Let him live, baby, tonight. Everybody get a pass tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a chance to get home early tonight. I done loaded all this shit. Took me half a day to load it up. Now it's going to take me half a day to unload it, and then I'm coming home, and I ain't get a chance to use none of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got 8 o'clock in the morning loaded up.
What the hell was drizzle or downpour, dog?
It wasn't about a drizzle. It's the kind that you don't, you know, if it, a downpour, you can go on downpour and stop and go ahead and clean it up. This was just that little bit of sprinkle in it, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
They go out there and drag the track and say, we almost ready, and they come again.
Right,
man,
right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Don't call
yep,
it shit
yep.
off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And something told me, kid, I swear, if I wasn't handicapped, really not, I go do stuff and try to be there early and go and take care of stuff. I would have never unloaded my damn car.
Yep.
Something told me, don't unload this car. But I said, I got to be ready just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. As I was unloading the kid, as I was unloading early, it started raining in. I said, okay.
Okay.
But on the way down there, it was already sprinkling in certain places on the way down there. So I'm saying, okay, because it don't call for no rain. It didn't call for no rain
mm-hmm.
nowhere. And then this little ship come out. But see, that's where you don't see it unless you look at the radar. It don't rain enough
mm-hmm.
to pick up just where you know you can look at the regular app. You got to look at the radar to see it.
Yep.
You know, don't show if you just look and say, oh, what the percentage of rain? Or it don't show none. And then we end up.
Dog,
you
did you have some action?
Yeah, me and a boy were pulling
off.
Yeah, that's why I was unloading.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Every time I take my car out here, I get to somebody. Y'all don't know about it. Like I said, y'all don't ever know about it until I get booked. When I win, they don't ever know about it when I win.
Oh, man.
But you know me, kid. I don't care. Like I said, I'm
mm-hmm.
satisfying me.
Got a point there.
I'm satisfying me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, dog. I got another.
Talk to me.
Theory. How busy do you think the tuners are going to be at this race?
It all depends on regular maintenance, they ain't going to be busy. They're going to have an hour and a half between rounds, which is plenty of time. Anything if you ain't tore up nothing or whatever. Regular routine maintenance, they're going to be sitting around twiddling their fingers to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm saying, and you know, you got some tuners tuning more than one car. So
right.
I guess they need to be spot on and ready too because I don't want to walk over to Willie Dog
well,
car and put in a key information in Willie Dog car.
Flop, flop, you got a point. To me, they need to be done already worked out how they're going to work their stuff because, to be honest with you, for $50,000, if I got a man tuning on my car and tuning on somebody else's car,
we got to talk with full time so we know what we got going on here. You know, you gotta. It's hard. You know, you might have to satisfy me more than you normally satisfy me.
Oh man,
I might need more. I might need more attention. You know, I think I might need more attention than I normally would need. You know, I mean, cause I'm more tensed up, kid, cause I'm going for this big old fight. And I got some gorillas out there.
Well, like I said before, all them teammates, y'all need to be pitted together if you can.
Yeah, you said it. That do make sense. Huh? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
That make a lot of sense.
Hey, dog.
That'll cut out on some of the time, too. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back to a little bit earlier conversation we were having about these teams. And I'm going to give some more shouts out to Devil Horse. Had anybody been paying attention, the man gave a lot of pointers, not that the teams that are participating this weekend don't already know this, but to some upcoming teams or to somebody that just needed to be reassured, he gave some excellent advice on teamwork from his personal team. So shouts out to him again for contributing and giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And we know he's successful because he just won the event.
Yeah. Exactly right. Job well done. Mission accomplished. Job well done, Bob. Mission accomplished.
Kid, it's kind of dead on here.
I was just going to say, it's kind of dead on here, dog. We got a lot of dead air. Ain't nobody got nothing else to say, dog. And if that's the case, if anybody ain't got nothing else to say, well, we can get into the bullshit then. I know they be waiting on that. We got to talk, man, home. Well, you're open mic, gentlemen, ladies. Hey, Flop, it's early now. I'm living to be leaving the track at 11:30, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I'm good. Like you said, Flop, I'm good now. Shit. Y'all ain't got to talk me on tonight. I'm good.
It's open mic. We can get into it, gentlemen. Ladies.
Yeah, like I said.
Where is Big Tree?
Tree can't come on no damn wind. You know damn well you can get in trouble if you get on this.
No.
Damn well, if people get in trouble, she get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Come on, y'all.
Believe it or not, y'all ain't got nothing to say. We can go ahead and close this one now, Flop. I can listen to my music. 910-06-81. That number keep coming in and out of here. If we ain't doing that, we can get on out of here. I ain't got no problem with
Hey, Flock. Hey, Flock, I got a question for you.
Come on.
Hey, okay. All the cars are 484, most of them with the same engine. Most of them are tuned by the same person. How are you picking a winner?
Like I said, mine is going to shootout experience.
Whoever on the speakerphone with that echo, get off that speakerphone with that echo.
It's just personal choice to me. Kind of like the New England Patriots is my team. You know.
Okay.
Shit, hey, they go out there and they get their ass whooped when I think they're going to win, and they lose. You know what I'm saying? And they win when I think they might not have a chance. So it's just personal choice.
I also see Ryan McCain just called Tate out on Facebook.
What? Say that again?
Uh-oh.
Ryan McCain just called Tate out on Facebook for Friday. One on that number.
Oh, shit.
What Ryan McCain is
that? Look like the King Kong car.
Well, we have to see. Old Tate man kind of stepping up to the plate on everything and everybody.
No, he ain't backing down, though.
No, man, I kind of heard that threw around at him a couple weeks back. And I think they didn't come up with some, but in my opinion, Tate wasn't really dodging him either. And like I said, mm-hmm. I've heard plenty about Josie Wells, but I haven't actually put my eyes on him. So, you know, I got mm-hmm. that's car needs to live up to the hype per, you know, the earlier question.
Yes, sir.
To me, Josie Wells
goddamn,
needs to live up to yep. the hype.
Goddamn Clint Eastwood.
I see the Rulers locked in with Wesley Snipes also.
They locked in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, get off the damn speakerphone, man.
Yeah, they messing it up.
Yes, indeed. This going to get yeah. some shit down in Georgia.
Yeah. It's going to be like Ray Charles say, raining night in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Midnight train in Georgia. Midnight
yeah.
train.
Hey. Georgia, on my mind.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hey. Georgia got a hell of a thing going on this week. They're going to get their ass kicked by Tennessee Saturday, too.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I sure hope so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That ain't gonna help you, dog. Alabama still got to climb over two or three people.
Alabama ain't got to climb over nobody. If Alabama can win, they're gonna be the SEC championship. They got to play either. It's gonna be either Georgia or Tennessee either way. So I don't give a damn. I just hope Georgia gets.
Mm-hmm.
So Alabama's still good. Alabama's still Gucci. All they got to do is keep winning. Alabama's going to be the one conference champion. They got to play either. It's going to either be Georgia or Tennessee in the other conference. And whoever win that game automatically be the top four for the national championship. So Alabama's still good. They lost at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on when you lose. See.
Yep.
If Tennessee beat Georgia, then they got to play Alabama again. If Alabama beat winning, now that's where the problem gonna come in at with all these teams that are top four now. So where Georgia, how far Georgia gonna fall down if they get beat, and then who they got to play to get back in the running? The Alabama got a chance to get back in the running by playing for the conference championship because they got a chance to get back
mm-hmm.
in the running for that. Tennessee beat Georgia. I don't know if Georgia gonna be able to get back in the running or not, depending on how far they fall out.
Hey, Dow.
That's why I hope you.
Can you tell these gentlemen out here, Tim House? From up north.
National
championship.
I'm not.
I said, can
now
you tell
done.
These gentlemen, Tim House? Can you tell these gentlemen, Tim House, up north, that the national championship always goes through the SEC?
Always. Always.
Basically, yeah.
See, they just put Michigan and Ohio State in there. They put Michigan and Ohio State in there just to not be biased.
Well, I'm thinking, Flopper, the SEC got...
The SEC got a little more clout. When I see him, I'm going to hit him.
They got a little more clout.
I'm waiting. What you talking about? You waiting, Kenny? Tell me he's waiting. Don't keep texting me, Kenny. I'm on the road. This is in Florida, boy. What the hell, Kenny talking about I'm waiting? I know damn well he ain't on the damn phone. He ain't on the damn show. I mean, he might. Oh, now somebody's hand up. Oh, I see some hands up now. Oh, two hands just came up. I wasn't looking. Y'all hands up. Brother D. Mike over in 240-1704. I know that number, but I ain't looking. Come on,
it's twin. Hey, I got a question for everybody on the phone. Who are the top four tree cutters in the 16-car shootout as far as drivers?
and I'm going on mute.
Hmm.
You must been sleep just while ago. Flop after that an hour ago, but you can answer it again if you want.
Dog. I'm gonna let some of the fans participate. Some of the callers participate. Let's get a various array of opinions.
They won't say that, Flop. They be scared to say
something. Any more hands up? Come on now.
Flop, I'll take Ricky, Jamie, and Travis Harvey.
Ricky, Jamie, and Travis Harvey.
That's three. One more.
McCain, boys.
I like them three he just mentioned,
but I'm gonna put Marcus Burden up for my number four.
Good report. That's still a good report.
Hey kid.
Yeah.
I like the three.
You keep coming
I
in
like
my
the
house,
three he just
wiped your feet.
I like the three he just mentioned, but I wanna throw Marquise Hatton in there.
Marquise Hatton.
Red on. You can't go wrong. Y'all forget now. Nephew is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else that y'all might have? It's pretty good that everybody's sitting about. If I was sitting down, I could. Flop would be. That's flop job. I'm on mute. That's flop job. Get on your job, flop.
No, dog, that ain't my job, man. That's for the fans to participate.
Hey, Flop.
Yes, sir.
You gotta throw Travis Harvey in there, too, now.
Look, I'm really at a toss-up.
Where you at, Flop? Talk to me.
I'm right here. But they said
talk
Travis Harvey. They said Travis Harvey, but I like that initial three. And then my fourth one, I could go with either one of the four, the people that y'all put in number four.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Marcus Burton, Marquise Hatton. It could be any of them, you know. I don't hear much said about Brandon being a super tree cutter, but he gets the job done in Wesley quite often. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to put him in there, too.
Like and I said.
On the table.
It's
going to
be so much. It's going to be so much pressure down there. Goddamn it! I don't. It could be a goddamn explosion.
Hey, dog.
Yo. Can arrange your mind.
On Monday.
Hey, dog.
I thought I heard you say you want to bet me on the Georgia and game.
If I was close to you, I'd slap the shit at you. I ain't said no shit like that.
Oh,
you
man.
You gonna let me punk you out on your show, dog?
No,
you can't punk me out on my show. I'm an Alabama fan. I ain't no Georgia or Tennessee fan.
Okay. Yeah, he's an Alabama fan.
All right, dog. I'll go back on mute now. Hey, dog.
Come on,
Twitter. Dog.
Yeah.
I got $100 to Georgia finish ahead of Alabama.
Oh shit!
No bet. That'll be a dumb bet for me. I can wait to slap and find out about that before I bet you.
No, you left that up, man. You scared. All right, man. I'm going back
on
you.
Come on, Kenny.
It's too many variables. If Tennessee beat Georgia, then I'm in good shape. But then if they don't, then Alabama got to play Georgia. And I don't know if Alabama's gonna be good enough to whoop Georgia.
Kid,
he's scared of me, kid.
He's scared of me, kid. That's it.
You got him moonwalking. You got him moonwalking, Kenny.
Kid. I didn't ask him next. Kid, he's scared of me, kid. Nobody gonna mute, dog.
I got the last box of the pen.
Yeah, what up, Flop?
I got the last box of the pen.
Hey, kid.
What up, Flop?
Hey, kid. I got you in the private room, kid. Man, I can't believe dog let Kenny come on here and punk him on his own show, man.
I'm
Kenny
telling you.
Dog on his own show.
got him moonwalking. All
right, kid, we're going back out there.
All right, got him moonwalking.
Yeah. And gave him more than one bet, man. Gave him more than one way.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
now,
boy.
Y'all just say, yeah, Georgia, shut the hell up. You want to bet with Tennessee and Georgia? I'm going to think it is. Hey, Kenny, make flop move off. That's right.
No, dog. I don't want nobody with you, dog. I want nobody with you.
Hey, dog. If you look around, you'll find out I done bet quite a few people on this game. I done maxed out my game betting with this. A few of them from Georgia, a few of them from Tennessee, all of that.
Dog, I don't even like Georgia. I like Clemson.
Clemson?
You like
who?
Yeah. Hey,
Flop,
you got one
from Portland, too. Oh, that's McKeel. Yeah, that's McKeel.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
USC fan.
I got them all wrote down.
I'm a Georgia fan this weekend. And
I hope you get your butt toe out the socks.
Hey, dog.
You ain't got no hair left on your neck.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. This week, you gotta be a Georgia fan. Tennessee already beat Alabama. You need Tennessee to get one loss.
I don't care. I want Tennessee to beat the shit out of Georgia. See, Alabama got to play either Tennessee or Georgia. See, Alabama got to play either Tennessee or Georgia in the championship game in their division.
Exactly. So, You want to beat Tennessee. You want Tennessee to lose.
You don't tell me. I want Tennessee to whoop the shit out of Georgia.
Hey, Flop, I got a question. Hey, Flop, I got a question, Flop. Do you think Georgia going to fall out of the top four?
If
they lose, they still ain't going to fall out of the top four.
They shouldn't.
Better 100 on that.
Let me tell you something. Michigan and Ohio State gonna play each other, so one of them gonna fall
right.
Anyway. So Georgia's gonna be right like him now.
We ain't talking for the next championship. I thought you just talking about for the rankings for Monday.
They gonna fall out of the ranking. One of those gonna fall out of the ranking.
He exactly
don't.
Georgia.
You're exactly
right.
Georgia's going to still be there, dog. I'll tell you that.
If Tennessee beat Georgia, they would not be in the top four next week.
No, they won't next week. Before it's over, they'll be right back up there.
I just said. Okay, we were talking about two different things. We were talking about two different things.
Well, what we got betted on, you're going to add another 50 to it?
You said they wouldn't fall out the top four.
I ain't asked you that. I said, do you want to add another quarter to it?
No. I got 100 to your 50. If they get their ass this week, they fall out the top four. I got 100 to your 50, boy.
No, we ain't going to do that. I already got you in the show.
All right, boy.
I already got the hand around your neck.
Not the chokehold, Kenny.
Ask him, do I have you?
No, he don't. When I see him tomorrow, when I see him Friday, I'm going to throw that 50 on him. I'm going to be waiting on that other money. He's going to owe me later on.
All right, whatever. Yeah, that ain't made nothing yet.
Hey, I went to the bank and told him give me a bronze 50. Give me a bronze 50 so I can get the Kenny black ass.
Oh,
I don't care. I get my grandbaby. It don't matter. Long as it's a 50, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I went to the bank. The first time I went to the bank and draw some money out of the teller and so long, they asked you how you want it in 20s, 10s, or 20s, or 50s. I said, damn, I ain't never know they ain't no shit like this.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Dolly, you ain't got to give it to me right now. You can just hold it because we're going to bet on something else anyway.
No, sir. I ain't going to let you play with no house money, boy.
Oh man,
that would make his nuts big. That would make his nuts big.
Yeah.
Playing with
house
money right now.
What up, Kenny? Answer what I did. Answer what I did last year on the Alabama game when Georgia beat Alabama.
What did he do, dog?
He never got beat.
I used him as a sucker and double up on him.
Damn. That is so disrespectful, Kenny.
Alabama, hey kid.
What up, Flop?
I got you back in the private room. Man, Kenny's been coming on this damn show for 2 years, punking dog, man. Kenny, we need to block Kenny off the show, man. He's been punking dog on the show for 2 years, man. Every time this damn football shit come up, man, Kenny go to pull in dog.
Kenny bad acting, man. Kenny bad acting, Flop.
They're about to get his C-25 ass off the show, throwing gas on the
shit. Oh, boy.
So no, damn well, he used C-12. He over there throwing some damn C-25 at you.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Man. Now, he ain't said that when I fucked Kenny now. He ain't said that when I fucked Kenny now. He ain't said that when I fucked Kenny now.
Oh, okay.
They told me I was wrong with taking money from an old man.
And I thought me and Flop was all right. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Lord, who? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got that guy whistling in the background. We're going to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Good knees.
Oh, man, not the good knees, though.
We're going to need some knees and threes.
Who was that that said a drug on tape? I heard somebody say
somebody drug on tape. They was mocking you the other day. They was mocking you earlier.
I said King Kong. It wasn't me, dog. My brother. It's all good. It's all love, dog. I think they really started to ease up to me a little more.
He was bothering you today on the morning show last night. We thought it was you at first.
My brother.
Probably Mo. No, it wasn't Mo. We couldn't figure out who it was.
It wasn't Mo? Oh,
man. No, it was Taylor, though. When they tried. I swear, everybody thought it was you, though.
Exactly. It wasn't me. You said it wasn't Maul. I don't have a clue. That's me.
We didn't either. We thought it was Maul, too, at first.
Yeah. I'll stop all that and do seasonal, dog. You know, don't rather be out seasonal. She should be out seasonal.
Mudbone, Lowrider, and Pop.
We got a trivia question, Pop. You got a chance. Well, you got to tell for 2 out of 3 to come out.
And Timo, what all they got in common? What all they got in common?
Well, at least you got a chance for 2 out of 3 to come out. You don't have a chance for Timo to come out. two out of 3 by surface. It's 2 out of 3 just by surface. That doggone Timo is a waste of words. Time and energy. I had smoked him up my engine. Man, you better call me a day, dog. Call me a day. Was talking over some things. He said, well, dude, I should really get this for you. I said, that's enough right there. Just get that right there for me. I'm good. I might show up at my heels race with it, dog.
Oh, man.
You might.
Don't do it, D. We want to see the race, man. If you show up, it's going to be a damn earthquake.
Lord have mercy.
You sure about that? We have a damn race, man. We got a champion damn race, man. You got a champion damn race, man.
Might be on her way south already, though. Killer might be on her way.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. You just got through preaching the gospel. Now you come on with them lies. Now come on, now. Come on, buddy. Come on.
My.
Hey,
he come on with them damn blinds.
One thing a person should always know. A person should always know how to cover themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I said she might be on her way.
You got a Harley red pump, man.
Oh, man, not the Harley red pump.
God,
come on,
man.
Kid, they don't stop making them, kid.
You hear what he said? You hear that, kid?
Brother, you got the first Harley red pump they made.
Lord, have mercy.
You hear, kid? You hear? Now, when they
I hate to do my brother like that. Though. I hate to do my brother like that. But come on.
In other words, you like
they
the umpire.
Bust them doors down, kid. Yeah, Tim got
not the big red machine.
Lord. He said, why would a match racer show up at a good race? Shaking my head. Oh, Lord. Who the match racer is? Who that is?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who the match racer is? Who the match racer?
Chuck don't like
tell
y'all.
Tell him the truth.
Chuck do not like y'all.
Nah.
Chuck do not like y'all.
Nah, he don't tend to like this part of the country. Let's see.
All right, guys, I'm back. I just had to go on Facebook and post my comedy report. And Brother D is the comedian of the week. With all the commentary about Low Rider.
Here you go.
Hey, much like Dog Bear Report, his original Bear Report, I give an original comedy report. And Brother D wins it hands down. Mudbones was a close second, but I had to get edge to Brother D this week. Comedian of the
Lord,
week.
Lord,
I'm you hear him now.
When she
makes his debut, I want you to be standing close by, because when he falls, I want somebody to catch him. I want you to
want somebody to help him up.
Me to catch him so he don't hit the ground. Nobody coming real fast. I said she might be on her way to Georgia.
Yes, sir. The coming of Low Rider.
She coming back real fast. She's going to put these Chevrolets in order to
you. Oh, man, not put the Chevrolets in order.
They love giving you everything and racing and back breaking the clear and all that kind of stuff. Like Chuck, kid. Chuck, Low Rider, man, Chuck going to get everything in racing. He already made it a man. What he gonna do? Yeah, he said if he ever get out of Chatham prison, he gotta get out of Chatham prison first. But he'll get everything in race while that good brother he got. It's just a matter of time, kid. A few more days, couple more months in this year. I'll be in 23. Dog says she's gonna circle in 23. I talked with Kenneth yesterday, and Kenneth said, well, hey,
man.
I'll probably have you to bring the trailer out here next week.
Not Kenneth Holger.
Yeah, next two phases go real quick. They'll go real fast. Tate, my man, say, hey, Lo, whatever you need, you know, I got some spare stuff over here, sir, if I can help you out with, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
My man, Pat Joe, all the way from down south, said, don't buy no 315s, I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I just don't think no 315s going to hold it. You know, probably ain't going to put no 6737s back on it.
Not them 1633.
Your car, 315s will bog that thing down, man. Some 315s will bog that thing
down. Oh, man.
Now, you hear him, kid. You hear him
better. That man put some 315 on that man. They got to come. Somebody in the tractor going to have to come get him. The tractor going to come get him.
Oh, man, not the breaking of drive shafts and stuff.
Yeah, I need you and Bro Floppy to take notes on these days now, because when they come back, I want you to be my witness. Going to say, my dog, that's not what we're saying now. That's what we're saying. But, right, looking like he may need a bigger tire.
I'm dating $100. I'm donating $100 to the Popo home every raise he gets.
Oh, man.
I tell you to win that's
a safe bet there, though, kid, because you know, I may not get 2 minutes, so he better a safe bet there.
Mm-hmm. You're saving the bar. He's saving the bar.
He's saving the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's saving the bar on that bet there, because, you know, they ain't going to be in too big a hurry to get no round of action. I know the Junior from Detroit, Henry Kimo, and Lil Walt, they offer me everything in racing.
Oh,
just
man.
Just choose a car. You just
Chuck, not the Motor City Trio.
You just pick a car.
I'm driving, Chuck.
The Motor City Musketeers.
Hey, 315 is going to lock up with 325 horsepower.
Come on. That chug is
so disrespectful. Now, he's about right on the horsepower, but he missed that 1,000 pounds of torque. See,
don't know. Beer got some hell of a talk.
Man, come on, ain't that much damn talk in the world for that?
Oh, man,
that man do a lockup. He put a lockup on that thing. The tractor gonna have to come push him off.
Lord, how much?
It's gonna be a lockup.
Well, we're gonna put a lockup in it. We definitely talked to Daniel about getting that when he got
my brother.
I gotta get Maul over here, man. We need Maul over here.
Hey, Bud B, I swear, everybody thought it was you. We didn't know. We didn't think no mall or no imitation or nothing.
Now, you know, Drake said, do it, man. You should have went Drake.
Drake ain't doing it.
No, Drake or Mike Hill.
Yeah, he got Mike Hill.
He said, first day, man, who got Brother Neil in? They started asking you questions, and it wasn't even none of you.
Nah, it was
me. My brother.
Definitely was me.
and it sounded low. It was low, just like him too. It wasn't loud or nothing.
I don't know who that could have been, though.
And we still don't know
who that could have been. And it's funny because I started to call out there. They threw the Seahawks at me. I should have called. I should have followed my first. But they gonna get a chance. See, I'm making me all them words, though. Like I said, Chuck gonna give it everything in racing at 325 horsepower. He'll get it kind of everything in racing. That 1,000+ pounds of torque gonna be detrimental to Kia. I'm probably gonna hurt a lot of them. What was she blasted away from there? Now she gonna go dead around the 500-foot mark, but can they get around it within 100 feet? See, Kia, that's the problem. Can they drive around it within 100 feet?
That's why. Who
the hell they telling
me to get off the freeway? Man, I turned this motherfucker on. Y'all still there?
Yeah, we're here. Low is here in full effect, dog. You know, dog, you know, I've been doing a lot more talking here lately, dog. If you notice, I've been doing a little more talking lately, dog. There's a reason when you hear me start talking a little more. Yeah, I'm getting a little closer now, I can tell you now. I'm 90 to 95% out the door. Chuck's out in Chester Prison. And I almost got parole. Parole is around the corner. That parole is around the corner, I'm telling you. I'm about to get up out of there. What is the next two steps going to be way faster?
Can you remember how to crank it up, brother? Can you remember how to crank it up?
Oh, man.
I got Rick Ernest to tell you how to fire him up, dog. Rick Ernest to tell you how to fire him up. Yeah. But see, when you got torque, when you got a lot of horsepower, it's a different fire up versus when you got a lot of torque. See, I run off torque, so I can just reach over there and just grab the key, turn everything on, just grab the key. It's going to fire right up like a normal car do. It ain't one of them where you got to get it going, then pop these switches out. You know, you don't have all that horsepower. But that 1,000-plus pound will swing me up out of there.
Yeah, that man said he got a lockup kit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's multiplying the torque. She's multiplying the torque.
With 300
horsepower. I think they got a Bible back in me. They've been really praying and playing on all this horsepower to use a lockup. I think they just didn't know how to use a lockup. It don't take all that to lock it up. Yeah, I look at the switch pitch, which was really nothing but an early version of the lockup, and back in 67, 68, you see what I'm saying? So it's knowing how to play the game. I think they've been playing the game all wrong, if you ask me. I think they've been headed backwards. Woo! God almighty. Yeah, that's the key. I really think they've been playing it backwards, really. Okay. And it's gonna take someone like Low Rider or Big Drag with the old one to be able to show up how the game's gonna be played, you know?
Let me call Bull so Bull can melt you. I'm going on mute.
Hey kid, no disrespect,
but y'all some hoes, man. No disrespect,
yeah,
with
no,
y'all some
no
hoes,
man. No yeah.
Motor
that
City Budweiser.
Yeah,
I'm definitely. All are going to break loose with that combination there. And then they're going to want to fight each other. And two jokers out there trying to talk. Two alcoholics out there trying to talk.
Lord have mercy.
Man, it's
the two alcoholics.
Yeah, that's going to be a rough one there. Man, I'm telling you, dog, that's going to be a rough one there. Damn, two
guys together. Dog, that's fine. Dog, I saw on Facebook where they said the FCC was going to ban you from letting these alcoholics come on your shows.
You probably got a point there, dude. You know, I wrote the FCC. I ain't going to tell you what I wrote them back and told them, though. Yes, sir. I rebuke you, cowboy, man.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, and it's still early, y'all. We can go and get off here, to be honest with you now. I'm tired of looking at this thing and seeing anybody else in the one, but.
Yeah, y'all, because they really missing it off. It's plenty of time to talk. Like you said, when you want them to talk, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to talk, they talking.
That's all. All right, then. With that being said, we can get out of here, y'all.
All right, we'll appreciate you on the show, dog. Safe travels. All right.
Okay. Y'all safe travels. All right, later.
All right.
Safe travels.
Y'all be good.
Later.